Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens Claims Committee's June 13th, 2024 meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 1 p.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and Committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chairman Thomas, may I proceed with the roll call?
Yes, please do.
Thank you. Chairman Thomas?
Here.
Governor Beck Smith?
Here.
Governor Butts?
Here.
Mr. Palmquist?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you much. We'll get moving. I think we have a pretty efficient meeting today after several meetings, and we've had some very helpful presentations relating to claims and various statutory changes. I think we have a pretty streamlined agenda with just a couple of action items, but we'll start with we always do with the approval of the prior claims committee meeting minutes, our March 28th meeting. Those the minutes are included in the agenda materials. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries and the March 28th, 2024 minutes are approved. For everyone in the committee, we provided with the agenda materials reports, both from Craig for the non-litigated claims update and Elena for litigated claims update. We didn't have a separate presentation necessarily to be given today, but I think Jay had related to everybody, if you're going to take a look at that, both those presentations, not presentations, both those materials, if there's any questions on either of those items, the non-litigated or the claims litigation vice president report, we're happy to have them. Entertain them and so forth, but otherwise we'll move on down to the vendor update. All right. If anything comes to mind while we're doing it, feel free, we can jump back, but let's go on down to our vendor update. Who's handling that for us today?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Cherie Hamilton. I'm filling in for Greg Rowe today.
Okay, perfect, Cherie. Let us know what you got.
Fantastic. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and fellow committee members. We have two items to bring to you today for consideration and approval. The first one being mobile home demolition services. This action item requests approval to contract with 10 vendors, 5 primary and 5 secondary, to provide mobile home demolition services. This is a continuation of services where our current contract expires in later this year, in October of 2024. In this contract, a mobile home is considered or deemed a total loss by Citizens. And these companies that perform the demolition, removal, and disposal of the mobile home. Florida Statute 319.30 requires us to obtain the title to any mobile or manufactured home that's been determined by us to be a total loss. And it also requires us to ensure the proper removal and destruction of the mobile home. In our non-CAT daily environment, these total losses are usually due to fire, sometimes windstorms, tornadoes, the occasional plumbing loss, things like that. The pricing for these services is based on a per usage and a per unit basis, which means we don't incur any cost unless we utilize the services and until the work is completed. The fees have been set by Citizens and are based on the square footage of the mobile home. The amount we've spent to date under the 2018 contract is about $5.1 million, and that includes both catastrophe and non-catastrophe claims. Due to the unpredictability of catastrophe events and the unknown increased volume, our budget request includes non-catastrophe projections only. The new contract, the pricing under these services, I'm sorry, the new contract has a price increase of roughly 15% compared to the 2018 contract. And this is mainly due to the increase in permitting costs, the disposal, labor, fuel, and equipment costs. The market research that we conducted during our solicitation process and also in reviewing the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics CPI, or Consumer Price Index, confirms this. Today, we're seeking approval for a 3-year initial term with 1 3-year renewal option for an amount not to exceed $1.3 million for the life of the contract. And I'll stop there for any questions.
Sheree, thank you very much. Anything from the committee regarding this item?
Chairman Thomas, I have a question. I guess
right ahead, John.
A question, I guess, and a comment. The approval is requested for an amount not to exceed $1.3 million across the base and renewal terms. Based on our extensive conversation from the last meeting, do we need to add a comma saying unless there is a catastrophe or hurricane?
Yes, absolutely. Our projection of the $1.3 million is only for non-catastrophe only. If we did have a catastrophe or an event, it is likely that we would need to come back to the board and request additional funds.
All right. I wanted to make that abundantly clear because we beat that to death last time in the last meeting. But also, I don't know if we need to put that in the actual request itself so that there is that clarification that it is not to exceed, but it is not to exceed unless there's a hurricane.
Exactly.
Yeah. John, I don't think we need to include that specifically in our approval of it in the sense that with rare exceptions, I think that's just simply the way we do our budgeting. But the idea being that we budget this to run the business and to accumulate a surplus that then is available for catastrophic events. And so, I mean, this is somewhat unique because maybe I'm wrong on this, but it seems to me this is an expense that is probably primarily driven by catastrophic events. I understand non-storm related reasons for having to salvage out a mobile home. But it did strike me when I discussed this with Jay a little odd in that sense. But I think that is inherent in how we do this in terms of the budgeting for it. And Sheree, did I get you right? You're saying the price increase from prior years is about 15% per unit?
Yes, across the fee schedule in total, it's about a 15% increase.
Okay, not a 15% total spend, but a 15% per, what it cost us per mobile home.
Yes.
Okay.
And just to make a comment on most of the assignments being for catastrophe, you're correct. I believe out of the 638 or so assignments that we currently have under this contract, only 94 are non-cat. The rest are due to a hurricane event.
Anything else? And if not, I certainly would entertain a motion for us to recommend to the Board of Governors approval of this mobile home demolition service contract up to the recommended spend amount, non-catastrophic spend amount.
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sheree, what's next?
Thank you. The last one that I have to present is for roof and property reporting services. It's a consent item where we're seeking approval for additional contract spend under our current contract with Eagleview Technologies. Under this contract, Eagleview provides the aerial images of homes, including related measurements for the roofs, walls, windows, and the door openings. The Eagleview reports are critical to us in a CAT response because they integrate with our current estimating software, Xactimate. So it ensures we have accurate measurements and sketches of the damaged roofs. And sometimes it negates the need for a physical inspection by the adjuster. Due to our continued high policy in force count, Citizens has ordered approximately 30,000 reports since the new contract started on January the 29th of 2023. The average monthly volume is about 1,900 reports, and that includes both catastrophe and non-catastrophe claims. Due to the increased use of the reports, we are requesting an additional $905,000 in additional spend. And this requested spend is also, it's on a per usage basis. It's not a one-time payment made to Eagleview. We don't incur the charge unless we utilize the services and request the report. And I'll pause there for any questions.
Perfect, Sheree. Any questions from the committee?
Governor Scott, again, the same caveat. This is exclusive of hurricane expenses, correct?
Right. Well, I think Cherie can clarify, but I think part of what where the additional spend is for is actually because of hurricane expenses. In other words, we had some catastrophic spend from, I don't know, which storm was it? Idalia, Irma, one of the ice storms, Idalia, I guess. And so we've spent more of the original budgeted amount because we spent it on catastrophic. So in essence, we're supplementing this to get us back to the original projected spend amount, absent that catastrophic additional catastrophic spend. Did I butcher that up enough, Sheree, or did that make sense?
No, you did fantastic, Chairman Thomas. That's exactly correct. So in order to sort of get us back on track to have enough spend to last us, I believe, to 2026, we are requesting the additional 905,000.
And that is, in essence, backfill prior catastrophic spend that wasn't originally budgeted.
Yes, that's correct.
But does not contemplate potential future activity with storms.
It does not.
Correct. Okay.
All right. Anything else regarding the roof and property reporting services? If
That is all.
not, I'll entertain a motion on that.
So moved. I'd like to make a motion to approve as described.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 It carries. Thank you, Cherie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We should do this with you more often. You're more enjoyable than a
Yeah, I
more
don't know about that.
efficient. Tell him I said you're more efficient. He'll like that.
Want to do this every time, but
I don't
thank
think Sherry doesn't want to do
you. The only problem is on my Zoom screen, I have Cherie Hamilton and Sherry Hamilton right next to each other popping up, and it's just a little much for my small brain to handle.
Well, if I do this again, I'll refer all questions to Sherry Hamilton.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, that is really hey, let everybody go. That's the extent of our planned presentations for today. We do have in the agenda, in the addendum item, some information about some recovery cases of interest and also some work by SIU. If there's any questions about those or any follow-up we need on that, happy to open the floor for that. Happy to open the floor consistent that we can with the Sunshine Law to any unagended, non-agended new business. And other than that, I appreciate everybody's time today. I think we'll adjourn the meeting and one of our quickest claims meetings ever. So I appreciate everybody's time.
Thanks.
And
Thank you.
okay, thank you much.
Thank you.